opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy.
Good evening, North State. I hope you're having a wonderful holiday season. I'm James Mazzotto with Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown.
Blakey.
Hey, what's happening?
What are you doing?
Man, Rhonda's feeling a little under the weather, yeah, so I thought I'd pop on in.
My sister in crime, she's down for the count.
And she's, you know what?
That's the name of, that's a good little segue. I think that's the name of a play that's coming up at Riverfront, coming pretty soon.
It's called
Dracula.
Dracula.
Down for the Count.
Dracula Returns, because remember they had to postpone it.
Oh, really? So you know better than I. Because that's because you're Blake, and you have the Blake down, and then you're in the know, and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, yeah, so little prayers to my little Rhonda. She's at home curled up like a cat, probably.
Which, man, she deserves that. She's nonstop.
Yeah.
I don't know when Rhonda ever gets a break.
Well, she'll be fine probably in 24 hours. She got her booster, and the booster's taking her down. Poor little soul. And I've heard the booster can be, you know, some people not so bad. Some people it gives you a nice kick in the mouth, and then 24 hours later you're right back up and going.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what, girl, take the time. Go home.
Curl up. It's, you know, after this weather, too, she
absorb your
that.
Juice and, like, put it to good use, right?
It's 1 week. And you know what? We're 1 week from Christmas. So this is the night that she gets to relax. We'll take that.
Yeah, I mean, nobody ever really gets to relax anymore, Blake. I'm sorry. Anyway, so yeah, if I'm a little on the edge and loopy tonight, that's because I've been going for almost 24 hours for about the last, 60 days straight. Mm-hmm. As many people know, and many people don't know, that the Enjoy Store got to move and do a little downtown shuffle.
To the former Board Mart location, right across the street from KCNR.
Yeah, I wanted to round out the downtown, right? So this part of downtown has a lot going on, but it needed another participant, right? Another anchor. So
I think it pairs perfectly next to the revitalized Americana Hotel.
Which actually, I always keep thanking Alex Patel, the owner of that, because they have done such an amazing job. And, you know, that the hotel is completely booked out for months. Mm-hmm. And they have a whole wing of the hotel that is dedicated to the patrons that are pet lovers, right? So they have their wing for just people, and then they have their wing that's for people with their dogs. And it's fantastic because I get to meet so many people walking by the store every morning or evening, afternoon, midday as they're coming and going, and they've got their dogs. We've, you know, poodles and Great Danes and bulldogs, and we had a Mastiff the other day, and we had a Chiweenie, and what else?
Dog treats over at Enjoy?
We do, yeah.
There we are. There's our plug.
Right? we have a whole little dog section. It needs to be rounded out, but it's there. As we continue to try to build things out, you know, we're not quite 100% in, but tonight it's rocking over there. Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays, we're open till 8 p.m. Bernsini Winery from Cottonwood has built a permanent place in now for tastings and pourings and flights on those three nights and or afternoons to nights. And then it was so great as people could actually get now bottles of wine to put into their giving gift baskets. And that's always been one of the big calls. We send out hundreds of baskets a year to local residents and deliver to them. But that was always the big thing is people had to bring their own wine. And this has now allowed us with her in there to be able to have wine on property that people can just buy and put into their crate.
Her labels are really fun, too, with all the people dancing in front of a
I think that's the family.
Yeah.
It's called Tehama Family Blend or something like that.
It's
really
cute.
I'm learning. I'm having to learn. This is a whole new thing for me.
So you have chocolates and wine at Enjoy.
Yeah. And actually, I just loaded her up last Friday with a whole bunch of Nancy Chocolate Day Nanette's truffles, because she was taking them back to the winery, and with staff, they were going to cut them up and eat them all and then find the perfect pairing, because that's one of the things that we're going to do. So come January, Brandy and I have been the owner of Bernsini, have been already sitting down talking, trying to build out a calendar. We have potential of having the ability to come in like for wine down Wednesday or thirsty Thursday, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, and extend on just the flights and sampling. You know, we the event that's going on there tonight, we had Cask and Cleaver come in, and they
The charcuterie lady.
They brought a beautiful charcuterie board to put in for the girls that are there, and there's about 20 of them, and so you know, how much more fun would it be too if you could do pottery, right? Or we have a professional cake decorator where you could come in and learn how to do, you know, signature cake flowers or whatever it
is.
You've
been wanting to do that for a while,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, for a long time. We also have a person that is well-known around town that has come up with a really clever book that basically gives wines human attributes. Or they take the attributes of wine, and then she creates a character. So, like, there's Mr. Merlot and Mrs. Vincentdale, Zin, you know, that kind of thing. And it's hysterical. And she's a character, so obviously she wrote it, but she's very much an artist, right? And she's creates these characters for these wines. And so she'll sit down. It's kind of like a poetry reading, but in a very humorous way. She'll become that character. And so we would have, you know, a night where you could come in and listen to her. She's like a one-woman show. It's hysterical. I think it's super funny and very entertaining. So we have something like that we're working on. You know, and as the weather gets better, we have those beautiful doors that roll open. And we have right now in there a 1959 Citroën French car in there that's kind of fun for my friend Greg, who owns the Desmond House. You know, at some point when the weather's sky, Lucy will roll back out to her home at the Desmond House, and that'll be a space that will be opened up for us to use, a kind of a multi-purpose where we can do indoor, outdoor seating. We can have musicians come in for First Fridays, things like that. So, yeah, it's been great. Right now, we're kind of getting our booties handed to us on a platter. We have always had it, but Yvonne did some marketing this year, and we did some really cool thing in-store pieces that's called Build a Crate, Gift Crate in 5 Easy Steps. So it says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it gives you instructions on how to create a personal gift crate. And it's exploded, and if you go into our back warehouse right now, you can probably see close to 200 crates that are sitting there in progress. You know, it's kind of scary.
I bet. But you know what? Because of this new location, you can do things like that. There's so much space in that Boardmart building that people wouldn't even realize.
They don't. No. They say, oh, this place is so huge. It's so much bigger. And I'm like, yeah, what you see now up front, we have double that. You know, it goes into office and preparation area, and then we have what we call our mid bay, which is a whole small warehouse with racks where we can actually label and put all of our vendors' products in by vendor, so they have their own spot so that we can pull back stock really easy. But that's also where we are setting up our pick and pull for our website. So we have a website that's functional, but I think it only has like some olive oils and jams on it right now. But come New Year, that'll be fully fleshed out, right? And then on the other side, and then on a small side is where we have our private label area where we do Reading Goods products. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, we have a new studio that we've put in where we're doing photography to support, you know, product and social media, but also the magazine, right? And those types of things. Then on the other side of the wall, we have another warehouse that is got doors that open that allow us to you know, have our 18-wheelers pull up and deliver our magazines, deliver the Reading City Guides. And then the other half of the warehouse is something that I'm working on slowly. It'll be a while, but it's set up with equipment that vendors would be able to come in and actually do work on site if they didn't have the proper tools. So, you know, there's lathes and bandsaws and planers and industrial sewing machines for people that are doing leather work. And we have 3D printers. We have vacuum molds so that you can make molds if you wanted to, like, make a mold to pour chocolate or, I mean, I'm trying to think of all the things that we have.
Do you ever sleep, James? I mean,
that's why I have this beautiful little cup in my hand with
sugar-free.
Sugar-free for sure.
Sugar-free kicker.
There you, you know. Exactly. Two shots only. Yeah. So anyway, I could go on forever about the store. It is my passion and my love. But we actually have to take a commercial break.
We'll take a commercial break. And we'll introduce our first guest.
Yeah, that would be nice now that I've, you know, taken the first whole episode on myself. Thank you very much. Anyway, North State, we are going to take a break and just sit back, relax, get yourself something to drink, and come on back and listen. We'll be right back.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Joy.
Don't you love that? I love Enjoy.
That never gets old.
Yeah, and then listen to it. It's an easy listen.
With the whip,
with the whip too. Right? Yeah. Hey, North State, welcome back again. I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown.
And before we get into introducing our first guest, well, our first guest of the night and our only guest besides...
Yeah. We could just start calling people, right? Too.
We do actually have tickets in our little hot hands right now for It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play at the Riverfront Playhouse. There are two shows left. There is Friday the, 17th and Saturday the 18th. And if you want to call in and have an opportunity to go to see that, you can give the studio a call real quick and talk to Jared and give him your name and number, and you can give us a call at 605-4567. And so ring it up and let's give some tickets away.
Well, ring us up. It's a wonderful live. That's at Riverfront's new theater, too, if you haven't seen it yet. It's
amazing new
wonderful
theater.
Wonderful cast.
And this is a really unique program. It's a live radio show play. So basically, if you're familiar with the old, sit around the old radio in the living room and you would be told a story, right? But you had all the sound effects. That's what this is. So there are four microphones on stage. There are, I guess, four actors. All the four actors play all the parts, so they all have multiple parts. And then behind them, which is a new term that I hope I'm saying right, Folly. Is that what it is?
Sure.
So I guess that's the term that's used for the sound effects crew or the sound effects themselves. They have a whole stage of people behind them that are doing all the sound effects. So, you know, when the wind blows, they have this funky machine they spin that makes it sound like wind. And doors, they have, you know, clicking of doors and people walking down the hall. So it's like shoes over Rice Krispies and, water pouring. I mean, it's just all there, all these.
It's a true classic radio show. I mean,
yeah.
Like James is doing the whip sounds, you know. And, their new theater, they have
Stit,
parking.
Steven Stitt.
what else? They have their bar, too.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, they have a full bar. I don't know if they have everything all the time. I know that they have signature drinks that they do
for their shows.
But they have a full bar license. So at some point, somebody has to go in there and actually put up, you know, a true bar with, like, the backlit, you know, glass and all that stuff, because that's cool. But they do all kinds of things. Anyway, so feel free to give us a call again at 605-4567 and get yourself some tickets.
That's an easy phone number.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce our first guest?
Our first and only guest? Well, you know what, which is great.
Because otherwise I'll just talk the whole dang show.
How long do you got, Stephen? Well, hey, I want to welcome our guest. This is Stephen Major from one of our newest downtown businesses.
Isn't that a cool
Simple
name?
Living Company. Stephen Major? Yeah, that is. Stephen, thanks for coming on.
From now on, I just want to be known as the first and the last.
Yeah. That's like, yeah, right? Yeah, the first and the last. This is the first and the last.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you want to just stick on with us? I don't know what your schedule is. You and your wife might have some wonderful
She's here, plans. But she's trying to hide away from the microphone, right?
As long as the baby doesn't come,
yeah.
I think we're here.
I was going to say, she's using all of her energy to cook right now. You know, she's cooking up a baby, so. She's like, I can't expel anything, nothing out into the world. Anyway.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much for being on. Simple Living Company started in 2020 in downtown Reading, right over here in that beautiful block. I think it's one of my favorite parts of downtown. Is that Division Street or Center Street?
Yeah, our store is on the Division Street side, right across from Cascade Paint and Chain Gang. So right at California and Division Street.
That's where
the best way to say it, though, is it's right next to Sketch and Press, which is right on the corner,
and
in theory,
and
right
theory
on the
coffee.
Other side. So, I mean, it's like a trifecta.
And then classic shops like Cascade and mm-hmm. Chain Gang. But and the new Diesel Horse to Downtown Trail. So you're in a hot, wonderful section of downtown.
Yeah, the road in front of you got all redone. I was jealous. I was like, look at this. It's like all new.
It's so exciting to be on that part of town. I mean, it was the middle of a global pandemic, and we said, you know, let's open a business.
Mm-hmm.
So we did. And to watch just the life that's already come to that part of downtown, it's been beautiful.
Stephen, what's the story on Simple Living Company? Because you started it, but were you doing this as a micro business just online prior to that? And
Yeah. So the Simple Living Company is the personification. It's the materialization of my wife's lifestyle. For about 16 years, she was into health and wholeness. She's probably the only high schooler that you would have ever met.
I was going to say 16 years. I mean, what are you like? Did you start when you were three?
How old is she, James?
I have no idea how old she is, but she doesn't look like... I was going to say, she doesn't look much more over in her mid-20s.
Both of us are 33, but she was probably...
Well, you look it. She doesn't. No. I'm just kidding. He's a handsome devil, folks. So
I'm her plus one.
Yeah.
I've come to terms with it. But she's probably the only high schooler that you've ever met that stopped drinking soda.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So she started getting into that, and years went by, and she just started realizing the power of health and what happens when you treat your body with respect. It gives back to you. And before kombucha was a thing, she introduced me to it. I always tell people that when I'm explaining Sarah's health journey, because I learned about kombucha, and then years down the road, now every single market, every single store, kombucha. There's kombucha scented candles probably for the holiday season.
There is.
And
we have
you
them.
Can find them at a joy store.
Find them at a joy store right by the new winery. So Sarah just started living that way, and she found so much success in it for herself, and just being the beautiful, selfless angel that she is, she was like, I can't keep this in. So about probably 7 years ago, right after we got married, she started an Instagram account. And for me, what I remember is that she was away on a trip, and I got this massive package that arrived at the house, and they were a bunch of drinks. And I opened it up, and I was like, hey, I don't care if we make money from this. I'm getting free food. I am completely okay with the influencer lifestyle. But, you know, fast forward a few years, and we started walking around the city, and we'd actually have people, and it was the weirdest thing, but we'd start having people say, are you a fresh, pure food? And I was like, shut up. Instagram just became reality. And Sarah's got about 23,000 followers on Instagram to date. And through that, there was a little store over in the corner of downtown called The Wild Radish. Who
I remember that. Yeah.
Yep. Previously owned by Camille Knudsen. She either runs or is a part of the Reading Trail Alliance. Mm. Just a beautiful person, and her shop was also beautiful. But it was really a place where people could come in, and if they were into organic or do it yourself things, they could make their own stuff. And you can see some of the photos on our Google page, and they'll still show what it was. But Camille came to Sarah, and we had some conversations, and we decided to take the leap, and we've always wanted to be entrepreneurs. We'd flexed our muscles in different ways, but we went full bore in August of 2020, and a few months later, we rebranded the business to Simple Living Company, and here we are.
So you did start with the Wild Radish. You picked that up and stuff. Okay, I didn't even know that. Gosh, I feel like I was living on a rock.
Basically, a beautiful rock.
Yeah, right.
Simple Living Company, this is where now – do you, because this is for hygiene, cleaning, wonderful smelling products that are all holistic, yes. Aromatherapy that just smells incredible. Now, is this something that you guys create, or when people come on in, do you teach them how to make these products?
So if somebody was to walk in a Simple Living Company today, exactly what you said, they're going to find organic, sustainable, holistic-based products. We have our own product lines. We have moisturizers. We have facial toners. Yeah, which you can find.
Shea butters, tallows.
It's almost like you might have some of those products at the Enjoy store.
Look at me. I'm glowing.
You are glowing.
They have a wicked hand soap that we use in our restroom just because. And I'll tell you what, it's the best marketing tool, because everybody comes out of the bathroom going, what is that? It smells so good.
So parents, if your kids are having hand washing problems, go to the Enjoy store, let them go to the bathroom. They will smell our cedar hand soap, and they will walk out with the cleanest hands that
everybody go like this. They wave their hands in front of their face when they come out, and they're like, ooh, that smells so good. And what is it? And I'm like, it's right here on the table.
Well, and really, the cedar hand soap, really, if we were going to epitomize who we are, what we want the community to know us for, that was actually, so we partner with local artisans in some regards. A lot of the stuff we make ourselves. But that soap was actually distilled and harvested by a master soap maker located here in the North State. She's actually up in Lakehead area. And she harvested that from cedar, pine, and spruce trees that are right here in the Siskiyous. So when people think Simple Living Company, we want them to think about local. We want them to know that, you know, you're buying local ingredients, you're supporting a local family business, but at the same time, you're sustainably sourcing things or buying things that are produced right here in the North State.
Isn't that cool?
That's incredible.
Yeah, and then they have all the, you know, it's almost time for us to take another break, if you can imagine. But before we go to our break, we have a whole little section in the store that carries their products, you know, and I'm so grateful to have them there, because they're not only are they a great product line, but they're also very visually pleasing, right?
The branding's beautiful.
Yeah, they check a lot of boxes to put product, because I personally like to put products on my shelf that make me happy when I look at them and make my house look like it has some kind of style, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, people like Apple has taken something that's a square box and, you know, technology and turned it into something that you can put out as an art piece. So, you know, now that's trickled down to everything from your washer and dryer to your facial toner. So, yeah. And we're not far away from them. They're just on the other side of tents and events from where we are.
And it's all walkable.
Yeah.
So
I get to send people over there all the time because they'll be like, oh, well, you know, they have a whole store. And they're like, oh, really? And I'm like, yeah, just walk down the Taco Bell drive through and you're right there.
Just run across the streets.
Yeah, yeah.
We're right there.
Well, Stephen, what's the what's the address, the hours, and can people find you online and order product from
you
online?
We're going to now put them on suspense. We're going to go to a break.
We're going to go to a break. Yeah.
And then we'll let you know. Well,
right?
Stay tuned, folks.
Again, sit
don't
back.
Touch that Google button.
Right.
Because we'll talk about it right after.
Right when
messages.
We come back. Yeah. So sit back, relax. We'll be right back.
Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcasts through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi. This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Enjoy.
And we are back.
We're back. Did we have anybody call for It's a Wonderful Life?
On our last episode, before we went, we found Blake leaning into the microphone, whispering numbers for Simple Living's address and location.
Nope.
Yeah, welcome back. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown. We got James Mazzotta from Enjoy the Store. And
he's slightly losing it.
Stephen Major of Simple Living Company.
Stephen Major.
What is Major?
Me.
You? No, nationality. Do you know?
No, I don't.
Because you know you're named after a bionic man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The jokes growing up never ended. And
well, you know what? We are kindred spirits because you know why?
Because you have a Titanic plate somewhere.
No, because if you were the bionic man, me growing up, I was the bionic woman because most people that know me don't know me as James. They know me as Jamie. So I grew up as Jamie. And so in school, everybody teased me and called me Jamie the Bionic Woman.
I didn't even know there was a bionic woman.
Wow.
I'm
so you were really into yourself. You only knew about Steve Majors, the bionic man.
You caught me. No, I got that all the time, and I had never seen it. And then
one of my favorite shows of all time.
By like the 40th time, then I looked it up, and I was like, oh, Lee Majors. Okay.
Yeah.
But actually, I mean, I'm into it. The one that I always heard was, hey, if you joined the Army and you became a major, you'd be Major.
That makes me laugh.
You're right.
I would.
Major.
Roger, Major.
Sergeant Major, sir. But yes, Simple Living Company, we are located at 1507 Division Street. That's right around the corner from Theory, mm-hmm. as well as beautiful. Have you guys been to Sketch and Press mm-hmm. since they've done their holiday decor? Mm-mm. Oh, my God. The place is just so warm. They've got these lights on the side, but a nice big old Christmas tree in that building, like you had mentioned, Blake. It's a beautiful part of downtown. But our address is 1507 Division Street. You can call us if you ever have questions, 638-4709. We are on Instagram at Simple Living Shop. That's Simple Living Shop. And you can always shop our products on our website, www.simplelivingshop.co, just the C and the O. If you go to .com, don't know where it's going to send you.
You'd probably still come up.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
And we actually do DoorDash. We're on DoorDash too. So
wow.
we really want to be available to the community. We understand that.
So you can get a burger and a cleaner.
get a nice face moisturizer.
Something to help you take the stains out of your shirt after your burger.
Yeah. That's what we're going for. So we try to make ourselves available on a lot of platforms, but we know also we've got delivery service, so customers can get a hold of our products even if you don't want to leave the comfort of your home.
Accessibility.
We're going for it.
So is it just because this is a mom and pop shop for real for both of you? How many employees do you actually have, or is it just you two creating these products?
Yeah, so interesting and beautiful part of the story was that when Sarah was doing her social media influencing a few years ago, I don't know how long it's been now, maybe five or so, we started looking for an intern, and we found just an incredible young woman whose name is Caitlin at the time. She was Caitlin Flippin, and she was just our intern. But then when we got to the shop in August of 2020, we were like, you know, this is going to be a lot of work. Let's see if we can bring in somebody else and go into co-ownership with. So we are majority owners, but we also have Caitlin and Asher Holland who help run the shop with us. So the four of us are officially a Simple Living Company. No W-2s right now.
So for people that are very tied into just getting cleaning products from the store, you know, standard, you know, Clorox bleach, what is the difference from, you know, why should people come and shop at your store? Like, what's the main ingredients that people can still get from those regular cleaning products that stands out in your different? That's a big question, but your guys' stuff different and better. So
it's a great.
We're drilling down. We want to see if you know your facts.
Yeah, she's going to grade me after too. She's going to tell me, hey, so you messed up on that question. No, Sarah would do that. But the first thing is that we don't want you buying a product unless it actually works. That's the way that we are. So when you try to become sustainable, when you try to go organic, a lot of people have this intimidation because they're like, oh, if I'm going to go organic, like, what do I do? Where do I start? Or what's good? What's not good?
At the beginning, you've got to start somewhere.
What,
right?
What about Bob? Baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
Just baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
Just and a great baby step is the glass cleaner that we have. So all of our cleaners are actually plant-based. We use an ethanol formula. So it's actually very light on respiratory systems. But if you guys have ever been over to Mosley Cellars, Mimi Mosley, she told us after she used ours, she was like, I love your glass cleaner. And I just delivered to a customer the other day who had apartments up off of I forget what the name of the apartments are, but the newer ones off of Hilltop.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, and as I was talking to her on the phone, she was like, yeah, if you look downtown, you can see the Christmas tree. She got the apartment for just that gorgeous view of the entire city. And she gets our glass cleaners when she's cleaning her ceiling to floor windows.
What a nightmare.
I hate cleaning windows.
But
this
with Simple Living Company cleaners, they're a very effective cleaner. So the first thing I would want people to know who are wondering, should I even do it? Is it worth the hype? We have created products that are actually going to work. And we don't want them to just be organic for the sake of being able to say, I've got organic stuff.
But the packaging is a big issue too, right? Like, I mean, your packaging is kind of the apothecary dark glass, which, you know, you hear all the rage about plastics and being recycled. That's cool. I get it, right? But glass is really, in my opinion, the ultimate recycling. I mean, you don't have 100%. To divide it and separate it because you've got this PE1, PE2, you know, whatever all that stuff is, right? And, you know, and it doesn't break down the same way, right? Like, I mean, even if it does get thrown out, you know, it doesn't break into micro plastics and infect everything. It, like, you know, I mean, even if you get it on the beach, right? You go to a glass beach and it's all filed. It's been worn down and it's beautiful. And now you can make jewelry out of it. Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's with sand. It came from the earth in that regard. But then you guys also are support the whole thing of coming in and taking your packaging and refilling, right?
So 100%.
Like a really, you know, so you're when you're making the investment in that, you're getting a package that actually has a longevity to it. They're nice pumps. And worst case scenario, you can just leave them, or when they're empty, wash them out and put them under your sink and use them for your own things. I mean, like, you can just, you know, because it's just awesome.
Yeah, 100%. Not only does plastic take a lot to produce, the amount of oil that the U.S. uses when it comes to producing plastic, it's in the millions easily. But also when you go then to break down that plastic, so the amount to not only create but also break down, whereas glass being a natural byproduct and a much easier process, it's a lot more natural, sustainable on both mm-hmm. sides. But, yes, you don't even need to get rid of the bottle with any of Simple Living Company products. We actually have a bulk section.
Sure.
Where you can come in and just refill.
Whoa.
It.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and when I was in Europe, it was amazing. But, I mean, everything in Europe is in glass. I mean, it was, you know, and I just thought, well, this is really smart because, I mean, you just throw everything away in this glass bin. It doesn't matter what color it is. It didn't matter, you know. And literally, you know, at all hours of the night, you'd have garbage trucks coming around, but they were glass trucks. And, I mean, when they pour that into the glass, right, you definitely woke up. But, yeah. But, I mean, it was just super, super simple. They made the process simple to do. And that's, I think, what in America sometimes our need to have everything so convenient muddies everything up because, right, like, it's not necessarily convenient, right? They're trying to make all this packaging convenient, but then when you have the packaging, there's so much of it, it's not convenient because I'll half the time go to my recycling bin here, right? And on the top, it gives you, like, a paragraph of everything that you can't put in there.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm like, glass is glass. You just throw the glass in, right?
And, well, speaking about all these products, because I didn't know that there's glass cleaner, because now I want to go get some glass
there's,
cleaner.
Yeah.
But for both of you, there's all these products. What's your most used item for you and for your wife? What's your favorite item to have from Simple Living around the house?
Sarah, get on the mic. What's your favorite product that we have?
Gotcha, girl. Gotcha.
Hey there.
Hi, Sarah.
My name is Sarah. Top two favorite products are my tallow and our rose toner, rose water hydrosol toner.
Yeah. You know, and that I feel dumb, but my wife is a huge face product person, and that I need, that'll probably be a stocking stuffer. She loves any of that.
I keep things very simple,
mm-hmm.
and those are like the two things I use every single day.
And tallow is amazing.
Yes.
Right? I mean, tallow's took off and exploded and it's everywhere. And the only problem that I have with my tallow, because I'm diabetic, and so my legs get really dry down at the bottom, and I put it on because it really absorbs nicely. But then my dog won't leave me alone.
Oh, my gosh.
She wants, it's like eating beef patties off my legs or something. Okay, what are yours? We have to take our last break, but what is your favorite two products?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, for guys, we're still working on getting some guy stuff. I'll be honest. But we have a beard oil that smells pretty good. But since I've been doing this, I've been getting into it. And I actually do like the rose hydrosol toner. It's very pure, really cleansing for the skin. It just feels good.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that at all. No.
Oh, our cedar hand soap. How could I forget that?
Yeah.
That is a game changer.
Yeah, that is.
That'll mess you up.
That's another stocking stuff for everybody.
Right,
Hey, Christmas is 1 week away. We got to go on in. Simple living.
Yeah.
Our 1 ounce tallows are our wholesalers. They can't keep them.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No, we know.
Those are incredible.
We've been selling them. And they come, and not only do they come in multiple fragrances. So it's not just one.
Our rosemary vanilla, mm-hmm. you will be confused. Do I put this on my skin or do I
eat it? Right. Well, you could technically almost eat it. So
it's organic. It's safe for you.
All right. We got to take our break. Right now? Yes. Of course, James. Right now. All right, we'll sit back, relax. We'll be right back.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Save room for a wish this month at Blackbear Diner, where they partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They're donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Whitney from Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the whole Timberline team, we wanted to take this opportunity during this special time of year as we gather to spend time with our family and friends. It is also a time to remember all of our veterans and those currently serving our country. So we join with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute, sending peace, hope, and happiness this holiday season to all our veterans and service members. From the Timberline Heating and Air family, happy holidays.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sungrown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun-grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Reading Garden of Lights, featuring two stages of live music, food trucks and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
Enjoy.
That was a fast break. We are back. Again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is North State Now with James Mazzotta and Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown.
And we were here with Stephen Majors and his lovely wife for a Simple Living Company. And so real quick, again, one more time, phone number, address, and then we're going to let you guys loose back into the world, and then Blake's going to finish us out talking about a lot of the things that are happening downtown.
Yeah, come. Feel free to come on down to the store. We'd love to talk to you. Even if you don't want to buy anything, just come and say hi to us. We love meeting everybody in the community. But we are located at 1507 Division Street. We are the yellow door on the other side near Theory and Sketch and Press. You can find us at www.simplelivingshop.co. .com. And you can find us on Instagram at Simple Living Shop.
Simple.
Thank you guys for being here.
Yeah, thank you guys very much.
And hey, Merry Christmas.
Beautiful. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And here's to the new one on board that you're expecting. She's getting up and down, up and down. I think she's being kicked in the ribs. I see her get up and she's like, you need to move down. Anyway, thank you guys so much. Have a good one. We'll talk soon. All right, Blakey. Tell me, what's going on with downtown?
Oh, man. You know what, James?
You always bring a good time when it comes to downtown.
Well, you know what? I think Reading's very funny because we like to celebrate Christmas all in one weekend.
Yep.
It's like the first weekend of December, we lit the historic harvested Christmas tree.
Yeah.
We had Cascade Christmas.
Which, by the way, just to remind people, you know, Enjoy Magazine now has a new feature called Live Portrait, and there's instructions in the front that tells you how to download the app. But if you go to Blake's page, the Blake Down, and you just show your camera to the page, it will launch a video that Mr. Blake went up into the mountains while they were harvesting the Christmas trees on a snowy day and bringing it down, and you'll get to learn a little bit about the whole process of our tree in downtown and how it's harvested and how it's brought down. It's super cool.
Yeah, from Jim Calhoun, you know, Reading Electric Utility, they're the ones that make this happen. We have Sierra Pacific Industries that, you know, helps us harvest the tree. And there's so many partners that make this, you know, tradition possible.
Was
so,
this was it close to 100 years?
This is our 102nd year of lighting
the
Christmas tree.
There you go. So I knew it was. Is that amazing?
It's third year, its original restored
location yeah, right?
Over on the intersection of Market and Yuba Street. So when we say that Reading likes to celebrate all in one weekend, that first weekend of December, Cascade Christmas, tree lightings, Active 2030 Club's Lighted Christmas Parade.
Right, which is a blast.
It's like, I'm already Christmased out. I'm ready for St. Patrick's Day.
I've done six of the, living here, I've done six of those parades. I've participated where I put together a float. And had a float, so.
This was the busiest parade yet that they've ever had. There's a few, highlights for us. This was the most attended Christmas tree lighting.
Uh-huh.
We partnered up with Cool April Nights and Shasta Classics Car Club for a classic, classic Christmas car display. Uh-huh. So basically you hit the reopened streets. If you haven't been down to the reopened streets, you have to. It's a beautiful Main Street experience, and we filled the streets with classic cars, over 30 classic cars decorated with Christmas tree lights and all these wonderful.
Sweet.
It was very, very Reading, very classic Reading culture.
I know. I was busy in the store.
You were busy with Bernsini having their grand opening.
Yep.
So basically.
Oh, that's right. Everybody was running from there to there. Yeah, I remember.
They were. And I want to thank all the downtown business owners. And we had Small Business Saturday the week before, so downtown was completely busy on
and
all
then,
corners.
Bam, we were hit with First Friday.
Bam, with First Friday, which was that. So you know what? I got to say, for anybody that hasn't been to downtown yet, make a trek. Don't worry about trying to find parking. There's plenty of parking downtown. It's a walkable district, and there's so many cute local businesses that need your support.
There's a lot of little ones that have opened up. Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're trying to figure out the stocking stuffer and wanting to support local, a gift card's the best way to go. And just recently, there have been new businesses that if you haven't been to downtown, it's completely different from last year, let alone 2 years ago. And I'm excited.
And that's not slowing down any.
No, it's getting even more so. 2022 is going to be an incredible year for downtown. This year, when I think about all the highlights, we reopened the streets. We had our first big events over on the new streets. And you know what? Maybe in the summer is that smoky, terrible time, but we got back into the swing of things. We opened up our art galleries over at the IOOF Hall. And I think there's this wonderful mentality that is changing about downtown. It's a place that, it's a destination. It should be, it's, don't design it just for tourism. Our locals should feel like tourists when they come to downtown. And it's been great to see theater return with Riverfront Playhouse reopening.
Cascade
Civic, Theater opening
up. Axiom, everybody. Yeah.
Everybody's opening. So I'm excited for 2022. Viva Downtown, we are focused still in the IOOF Hall on 1504 Market Street. We have our Winter Art Hunger Gallery, which is going to go through the 23rd. So if you're wanting to escape the cold, if you have already seen the Garden of Lights, come on down to the IOF Hall, check out their
Garden of Lights is sold out.
Garden of Lights, yeah.
Because I was helping my son try to get 20 tickets for his Dutch Bros stand. They wanted to all go as a whole stand together. And I think they're like 4 tickets short. I was able to scrounge at 14, I think, tickets. So,
which is a cool experience, too. Yeah,
so we're just
going to
throw the other 4 over the fence. I'm just kidding. They're going to go the underside of the Sundial Bridge.
I think I got to say, everybody likes to do events in the summer, but I think Reading has its most fun during this November.
Well,
because
you aren't
going to
die.
It's not 100 degrees. It's just, we have the most beautiful weather during this time of year and in February. So.
And it's fun, you know, I'm speaking out of the side of my mouth. I never get cold, hardly ever. So you're going to see me in this t-shirt and shorts, even if there's snow on the ground, right? But most people are all bundled up, right? And there's people, I think people like to get bundled up.
They do.
They feel, you know, and have,
layer up.
Yeah.
Well, hey, if you're trying to figure out how to finish up, because we are 1 week away from Christmas, we have our last big Viva Downtown event. It is our Santa Claus Pub Crawl in downtown Reading. We're partnering up with 10 downtown bars and restaurants for a fantastic pub crawl around downtown. That is tomorrow. Tickets are $10 pre-sale. You can find that on vivadowntown.org, or you can get them $15 at the door. What that ticket includes is your own Santa hat, your own Santa beard, a wristband giving you access to some of the best drink discounts, deals, and specials, along with some places serving food, like Post Office doing half-off appetizers. Fusion is going to be doing you know, $4 fries and tots to go along with your drinks. And Westside Wines and Hops, if you haven't experienced Westside Wines and Hops, one of our newest downtown bars that's done by a beautiful mom and daughter running Westside Wines and Hops. So that's cool.
Fun.
That's at the old Wild Card. So basically, 10 bars participating. You've got Maxwell's, Cedar Crest, 1724, the 501, the Dip, Shameless O'Leary's, Market Street, Blade and Barrel, Westside Wines and Hops. Who's the last two? We can't forget it. Where's
Cedar
that?
Cedar Crest? Did you already say that?
I think I already said Cedar Crest.
Oh, okay.
Woody's is not participating in this one. We said 501.
Final Draft? Did you say that?
Final Draft's not participating in this one either.
They're just trying to pick up the halo.
They're trying to pick up. They're busy. We'll come back to that. But Fusion. Because
that's why you're holding your mic.
I am holding this mic.
That was awesome. As he took his hand away, it just went right up like a giraffe out the ceiling.
Post Office Saloon and Grill and Fusion. And basically, we want people to come down to this. Have fun. Celebrate the last kind of hurrah before Christmas next week. And it's a great way to just have fun, get in your best festive Christmas wear.
And then once
Christmas
that's
wear.
Done, I'm sure there's plenty more coming to usher in 2022.
2022, we're going to be launching our downtown discount cards, a free card program that we've been doing since 2013.
And we hand them out.
And
we're a participant.
That's going to launch in January. If you actually come to the Santa Paul Pub Crawl tomorrow night, you'll be able to get your early grab on the downtown discount card. There's 21 businesses featured on there with discounts that you can be using all year long. Yeah.
All year, yeah.
All year, multiple times, and basically we'll launch that in January. If you want to get your card, you can send us a self-addressed envelope with two stamps on there, mm-hmm. and basically to 1725 Market Street, and we'll send you your own free discount card for the 2022 year. We'll get Hops and Shops going for 2022. So a lot of stuff happening in downtown.
I can barely take it. Well, that was a good show. Thank you guys for coming.
And
thank
you were Blake. Worried. You were worried.
Well, without my sidekick. Anyway, thank you, North State, for listening. And this is a wrap. And have a wonderful and beautiful holiday season. Thank you so much. Good night.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.